Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This certainly makes me feel old. Dictionary.com has added 327 new words and terms to its dictionary, including a bunch that Gen Z like to use. Sarah, are you... What are you? Are you a Gen Zer?
I wish. You're a millennial too.
Why do you wish you were Gen Z? Because then you're younger?
Exactly.
Okay, I was like, what a weird thing to aspire to be.
Because I feel like an elder millennial.
Stupid Gen Zer. I'm kidding.
What are you? The silent generation, Steve? Which one are you?
What?
Wow.
The silent generation is like the old people.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, like silent movies.
I've never even heard of this one.
You've never heard of the silent generation?
No.
They're the ones that aren't on social media.
Oh, no, that's not me.
They're in a nursing home. Maybe.
Gen X, the best generation.
You're X.
Yeah.
X gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel about some of these highlights from dictionary.com? This one really kind of grosses me out. Bed rotting.
What does that even mean? I guess that's the whole point of this.
Have you heard of this?
I've never heard of this.
Bed rotting. It's the practice.
It sounds gross.
It does sound gross, and it kind of is. The practice of spending many hours in bed during the day, often with snacks or an electronic device, as a voluntary retreat from activity or stress.
So you're like rotting your day away.
Your bed.
Okay.
I just wish we could use a different word than rotting.
Well. I mean, it doesn't bother me because I just don't. I aspire to have those kind of days now.
I would love
with a toddler. I mean, I would do anything for one of those.
But I would
days.
Call that rest, not bed rotting.
It'd be a bed celebration.
The next one is the ick.
I see this one coming up quite a bit. Obviously.
So is this new?
I mean, within like the last year, I've been seeing people on social media, and it's like, what's your ick of whatever? Like, what's your ick and what insert like. What you're into, like cribbage, like what's your cribbage ick? And it would be like something that people do that you don't like in that world, or like what's your baseball ick? And whenever I hear it, it's just it feels so forced. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. I'm not feeling that one.
Well, and I've heard it a lot in terms of like relationships too, like especially like with girls. It's like, oh, he gave me the ick. And the minute you get the ick, that guy is off your list. Like you're not going to date him at all whatsoever.
In that context, it sounds like a sexually transmitted disease.
Yep.
God, he gave me the ick.
And it's like, what kind of medicine do I have to take to get rid of that ick? Because you are very attractive.
The ick ointment. Also, mid, which I learned this week from Sarah, learned that mid means like mediocre.
Yep.
What about boob knee?
Is that like having like maybe too excess skin on your knee?
In that case, I do have boob knees. I've never had the most lovely knees. My... Boob me.
Well, it's a good thing you're wearing this jean romper so we can't see your knees. So we don't have to worry about that. Boob knee? I don't understand what that even means.
Boob knee is, this would be the pimples or a rash caused by your bra.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. To which I would say maybe wash your bra every once in a while, you know?
Take the bra off every once in a while.
Get the ick out of there while you're bed rotting.
Boob knee's pretty clever, though. Although, how about your dictionary? You're like, yeah, we should put this in the dictionary. Why can't it just stay as a slang?
Yeah. I mean, do they have things like rad and boss in there from like back in the day?
It is kind of funny. Like here we are just mocking these slang terms. But I'd imagine somebody that, you know, looks at like some of the stuff that we use as like, I'm sure adults when you refer to something as dope or, you know, do you remember the one mint?
Like as in like good condition? Like, oh, it's mint? Like mint car?
You would also refer to like people as like, oh, that girl's mint.
Oh, like hot?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was my brother and his like, that was a little bit before my time, but I remember like everybody was using that term, at least when I was growing up, like that were older than me. Like that was like when you want to say someone was hot, you'd be like, that girl's mint.
Oh, I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Just when you say it like that, it looks kind of creepy.
Well, mint. That girl's mint.
One that I do use a lot because I own some of these, shacket.
The hell's a shacket?
A shacket is like a mashup of a shirt and a jacket. So it's not quite a shirt. It's like, for instance, like my oversized flannels that I like to wear. Those would be like a shacket because it's kind of a jacket.
But do you wear a shirt underneath them?
Yes.
Then it's just a jacket.
Well, no, it's a shirt jacket.
So you have a shirt on top of a shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here's one that it's not on
making
this.
Making sure I'm tracking.
One that's not on this list. I'm just curious if you know this one, because I learned it recently. Riz.
Oh, yeah.
Riz.
R-I-Z-Z. Not to be confused with Rick Riz.
Right. Danny, you know it?
Because of my 9-year-old daughter.
Riz.
I learned this over the holiday season. She was walking around saying Merry Rizmas to everyone. And I thought she was just saying, I don't know what she meant by that. And
wait, does our daughter have like a strange lisp going on?
Yeah. No, she had to instruct me what Riz was. And she was very embarrassed to tell me what it was.
Danny, enlighten the rockaholics. What is Riz?
It's kind of like what swag used to be. Like you have just that. This is how she explained it to me. It's like she sees a boy she likes. He just has Riz. It's like the Riz? Swag.
Okay, well now I have to tell you, Danny doesn't even know what it's short for. Charisma.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you got Riz.
See, this whole time I'm trying to figure out why is it Riz? Like where is the.
Oh, you got Riz, boy.
Nice.
Look at all that Riz you're oozing.
Yeah, you and I have a bunch of it, Steve, so that's probably why we don't even
You guys
need to
got
talk
Riz for
it.
Days.
I've got so much Riz, I don't even know what it is.